Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Hi, Gray.
Yeah.
You're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So we would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential. Okay. So to begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And in which country do you, county do you currently reside?
United States.
Okay. But is it Cameron?
Cameron. Yeah, Cameron.
Okay. All right. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. All right. And, sorry, I need to ask this question. Are you male or female?
Male.
Okay. All right. Thinking about your past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Was it Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. All right. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning you are extremely interested, please tell me how interested are you in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Very interested.
All right. Okay. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Okay, would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat.
All right. Okay, now I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them, okay? If you don't recognize the name, you could just say so as well. So the Republican Party, would you say strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, or you have no opinion, or you never heard of the person or the party?
Somewhat negative.
Somewhat negative. For the Republican Party?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Dan Patrick?
Somewhat negative.
Somewhat negative. Oh, I just need to confirm. I like that. Is it yes?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait. I'm using that one. Kamala Harris?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay. All right. And Adam Hinojosa?
Neither.
Okay. So no opinion.
No opinion, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Morgan Lamantita?
It wasn't. It was... Pachinga. Go ahead.
Morgan Lamantia?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Greg Abbott?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay. The Democratic Party?
Positive.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or strong positive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Donald Trump?
Somewhat negative.
Somewhat negative. Okay. All right. So if the election for President of the United States were held today and you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates would you vote, would you say Oliver Chase, Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Kamala Harris, or anyone else? Are the names or are you undecided?
It's always hot here. Always. Kamala.
Okay. All right. And if the election for the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates would you vote, would it be Ted Cruz, Colin Allred, Ted Brown, or other names, or you would not vote, or you're undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. All right. And for which...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay. And Yezer. Oh, wait. Yezer?
Yezem. Next.
Yezem. Okay, for which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Would it be Adam Hinojosa, the Republican, Morgan Lamantia, Robin Vargas, or anyone else you would not vote, or you're undecided?
Mantia.
Sorry?
Mantia.
Mantia. Okay, so that would be Morgan?
So.
Okay, all right. And do you think Morgan Lamantia has ever done a job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve a re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Maybe re-election.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to read you some information from public records and news reports about the candidates for State Senate. So for each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you feel more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much more less likely to vote for that candidate. Okay?
Hold on. All right, switch.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Hold on, I'm trying to switch. Yeah. We're going to have to continue this some other time.
Oh, no. You don't have an extra 5 minutes?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Okay, I could give you a call back tomorrow.
You sure?
Yes,
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.